and is a weasel. Now, he is smaller than a mink, but he's very similar to a mink.
Mm-hmm.
And them's the ones that'll get him in the throat and kill him and suck the blood to the weasel. And he ain't much bigger than what you call a big wood rat. Very little bit bigger. You know what I'm talking about, a wood rat, I reckon. You know, the largest size rats.
Yeah.
He ain't very much bigger than that, but he's a bad enemy on your chickens, too.
Yeah.
And a possum. Well, he'll work them over.
Any names for those animals you'd call, name that would take care of all of them, you just, of those animals that were bothering you all the time?
You mean in one name? No, I don't reckon not.
Boy, I'm going to get me a gun and run kill them.
Animals, I guess you'd say, you know. A pest, you know, call them a pest.
Varmints,
you know, yeah. And they was too. But most any of them would work on chickens. You know, even the bobcats, you know, and the fox.
Yeah.
Boy, the fox is desperate on chickens. And we have a few of them here, too. A few fox. And those things this winter, I think they said them hides went to $30 or $40.
Hmm.
Just out of sight.
A varmint, was that a big animal or a small
animal? No, sir, it come down. In my way of thinking, it was come down to a very small animal, just a varmint, you know.
Yeah.
I think it did.
It wasn't like a fox wasn't a varmint, was it?
He would come out of the dog family. I don't know whether he'd be termed an animal. I mean, he would.
Varmint or not, yeah.
He was pretty typical of a dog, you know.
Yeah.
And they did have a way of barking a little bit, like a feist. A fox, I've heard a few, not often, but they have, do.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Huh. Kind of a quivery bark, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard a few.
Did you like to fish much?
I never was bad after it. The only kind of fishing I used to like was the catfish. Set hooks.
Yeah.
And,
You go fishing in a what?
Wagon, horse and wagon, back in my days, you know, maybe two or three of us could stay all night.
You didn't take that horse and wagon in the lake, did you?
No, we'd take them yeah, to the river. And sometimes we just set poles.
Or you might go out in a what? In a
boat.
What kind of?
Just a little paddle boat.
Did you ever see the ones that?
Piro.
Yeah, they call them?
Piro, yeah, the small boat. About, or some of them, maybe one man's about all that was safe in one of them, you know. He'd go out there and run. They'd put a line across, say across the river. Trot line, you call it, and you tie your stage lines to that, you know, maybe you'd have 15 or 20 hooks on that, you know, tied, say, about 3 foot apart from across and put that bait on there. And then you could, sometime we'd
what
just...
What kind of bait did you use?
I'll tell you, we used what we call a shiner a lot. That's a little bit of a fish. You may know what I'm talking about, a little shiner. That was a very good cat bait.
And did you ever use any kind of worms?
Catarba worms, they call them. That's a big worm, bees your finger. We use them some.
They'll bite you though.
Yeah. We've used them some, but they're easy to get off your hook, you know. He's easy to get off, a catarba worm. And we have just went without a boat and just cut these long poles out in the edge of the woods around there, you know, maybe 15, 16 feet long or a little longer, and tie you a line out on the end of it and stick it in the bank, you know. And drop her down out there.
What other kind of worms you got that would?
Well, we had a what we call the wiggler.
Yeah.
In the ground.
Yeah.
But that was mostly for perch or sacculae, I guess maybe might have been good. I don't know whether it's good sacculae or not. Perch.
Sacculae?
I mean, I don't know whether this was a good bait for your white perch.
Yeah.
I'd be to call them sacculae. They got pretty big, you know. Sacculae do.
Sacculae worms?
No, that's a fish.
Oh, whoa.
A big white perch. Scale fish, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they call them sacculae. So that might have another name. Now, I believe they was them wigglers, might have been. You know, today they usually fish all together with artificial baits, you know, and casting lines, you know. They don't nigger fish like we used to.
What do you mean?
With a pole.
Yeah.
You know, they got to throw that line out there, you know, and pull it back in.
Fish like the niggers did?
Nigger fishing with a pole, you know, with a pole just holding it. That's the way, that used to be the way we done our perch fishing. I never was very bad at that. Once or twice a year, though, we'd generally go and stay all night, you know, say like we might go on Saturday and stay all night Saturday night, but we generally brought fish back, too.
Yeah. Oh, them big old kind of worms, they call them,
I think you're talking about a night crawler.